Welcome to the Stats Modeling the World Instructors Podcasts. 10 points in under 10 minutes. We hope you find them helpful.
Hi, this is Dick DeVoe. Today I'm going to be talking about Chapter 15, Probability Rules. In Chapter 15, we generalize and expand the addition and multiplication rules. We discuss conditional probability, using it to define independence, and to define probabilities when events are not independent. Here are 10 important points you'll want to keep in mind. 1. When working with probabilities, remember our fundamental principle, make a picture. We use Venn diagrams, two-way tables, and tree diagrams to illustrate the concepts and organize our thinking. Venn diagrams generally work best when we're dealing with intersections and unions, while tables and tree diagrams help us with conditional probabilities. 2. Ask about the probability that a card drawn at random is a red card or an ace. Students should notice that we can't add the 26 red cards and the 4 aces because some aces are red. A Venn diagram can show that adding the probability of two such events counts their intersection twice, and that leads us to the general addition rule. 3. Ask about the probability of getting two aces in a row when drawing without replacement. Students should notice that we can't just multiply the probability of an ace by itself. The changing composition of the deck affects the probability of the second card being an ace, given that one ace is already missing. So this introduces the idea of conditional probability. 4. A two-way table is a good way to develop the idea of conditional probability. Although we didn't call it that then, students saw conditional probabilities in Chapter 3, and a table can show that the probability of an outcome on one variable, given a certain result for the other variable, is the number of ways that both happen out of the total number of ways the given event happened. 5. Emphasize the importance of the direction of the conditioning. The probability that a red card is a heart, that's P heart given red, is a half. But the probability that a heart is red, probability of red given heart, is 1. Clearly these aren't the same. The probability that a baseball game will be postponed if it rains, which is maybe, is not the same as the probability that if a game was postponed, the reason was rain, which is very likely. 6. The most difficult probability questions students will encounter involve reverse conditioning. These are best approached with tree diagrams and common sense rather than formulas. Have the students make a tree diagram and write a clear statement of the conditional probability first. Don't be tempted to introduce Bayes' formula. It's way too scary and complex. And more important, it produces no insight. Students need to be able to think their way through a probability question, and a tree diagram helps that process. 7. Define independence in terms of conditional probability. Conceptually, we know that independent events don't affect each other. More specifically, two events are independent if the occurrence of one doesn't change the probability of the other. In formula form, two events are independent if probability of B given A equals probability of B. Make the students interpret that requirement in context every time they face a question about independence. 8. While it's true that the probability of A and B is the probability of A times the probability of B, if and only if the events are independent, that multiplication rule is really only a byproduct of independence. Don't use this formula as a definition. There's really no insight or meaning to be found there. Independence is best understood as based on conditional probability. Define and discuss it in that context. 9. Students are often confused about the difference between independent and disjoint events. That's understandable in the sense that in both cases the two events have nothing to do with one another. But the nature of the two nothings is quite different. Mutually exclusive events cannot both happen at the same time. If one happens, the other won't. Not only can independent events happen at the same time, knowing that one of them happened doesn't change the chances that the other one happens. That's certainly not the case if the events are disjoint, because as soon as one of them happens, the other can't. The probability of the other changes to zero. That means disjoint events can't be independent. 10. Perhaps most confusing is the fact that while events that are disjoint cannot be independent, events that are not disjoint may or may not be independent. Have some ready examples. Consider male and blue eyes. Because some males have blue eyes, these two events aren't disjoint. But knowing a person is male doesn't make it any more or less likely that the person's eyes are blue, so we think these events are independent. Contrast that with colorblind in male. Again, not disjoint. But students have probably learned in their biology classes that males are far more likely to be colorblind than females, so these events are not independent either.
Thank you very much. This concludes our discussion. We hope you find it helpful.